I am going to turn it over to our moderator, Nimish Patel, and some of you might know him as we lovingly call him Nemo. Nemo was a rapper with the group Carmacy. He was a music director. He was an animation studio owner in another life. But over the last few years, he spent his time living and volunteering in India at Manav Sadhana within the Gandhi Ashram. And he went there with no agenda, just looking to serve, and ended up becoming a mentor or a role model and a director for 16 amazing kids from Ahmedabad Spika slum, and took them on a tour of the world by having them learn and do a dance drama focused on Gandhi's message of oneness and unity. And it's through Nemo's love and compassion and guidance that these children were able to really inspire so many others across the globe. And so, you know, they say that you can only rise as high in love as you can conceive. And I'm thankful for people like Nemo who can show me how high that you can really go. So, Nemo, please take it away and introduce Jayeshwai and lead us through this conversation.
Thank you, Amit. Blessing to be here with everyone. Jayeshwai always says, Jay Jagat, which means hail to the world. And really feel that warmth of the world on this call right now. Jayeshwai is a beautiful soul to all of us. And it's hard to really, you know, describe him in an introduction, but I'll try my best. Materially, he's been involved with a lot of social and development work. The co-founder of Manav Sadhana, which many of our family members across the world have been a part of volunteering at over the past decade or two decades, which does work in the underprivileged communities. He's the president of the Mahatma Gandhi-founded Harijan Sevak Sangh, an organization dedicated to the untouchable community, what was once called then, but then renamed by Gandhiji himself as People of God. He's the director of an organization that his father had founded called the Environmental Sanitation Institute, helped start Seva Cafe, a gift economy restaurant, many years ago. He's on the board of many organizations, including the India First Foundation, Gandhi Ashram, School for the Blind in Gandhinagar, and many more. But all of these organizations were all spaces for him to find himself in service. Nothing more than that. Jayeshwai, amazingly and blessedly so enough, was given the opportunity to grow up, be born, and be brought up in the Gandhi Ashram itself, where Mahatma Gandhi spent 12 years of his life spreading the message of truth and love. And these were the exact seeds that helped blossom many years later in Jayeshwai's life. He's a super lighthearted soul, so anybody that's been in his presence feels that lightheartedness. The funny thing, the irony is that he leaves heavy, heavy and deep heart prints on us after having been a part of his life. So it's a beauty. He's the type of person that, you know, he would be sitting at one part of the day, sitting in a slum, you know, on a dirty step with his feet in a muddy puddle, cutting the nails of a young, cute child whose nails are super dirty, black, and full of dirt. That's like one part of the day. And then literally an hour later, he would be the chief guest of a huge grand opening of some other institution. And for him, it's literally all the same. You know, a typical day, aside from his day-to-day responsibilities to an organization or to the many organizations he's committed to, a typical day can also include, for example, cleaning human defecation in a nearby village along with the villagers. Then by afternoon time, connecting and interacting with the, you know, hundreds of highly educated college students and inspiring them tremendously, whereas they come back and say, this was a point that shifted my life. And by evening time, sitting on his no seat, no desk office where he sits on the ground, many friends, family, and just peers of the community come visit him from all different walks of life asking for advice. He's literally a counselor to the world and community around him, where somebody might come you know, to ask for advice with personal relationships, another with business problems, another because they don't have even a single rupee to feed their child. All of these, again, are equal to Jayeshvari. They all have the same exact one thing that he looks at, which is their heart. Personally, I have had the blessing to spend the last 4 years of my life here around Jayeshvari and the environment that he's helped nurture. And I still remember a small story I'd like to share before we get started, which is, I mean, within the first month or so that I was here, 4 years ago, I remember we were sitting in Manav Sadhana in the Gandhi Ashram, and a couple, Kamra Ben and Kamlesh Bhai, who both have HIV, and now Kamlesh Bhai has AIDS, at that time came to Jayeshvari with a lot of despair. And you noticed within the first 20 minutes of his interaction with them that he brought light and hope to their lives. And he said, Nima, he calls me Nima out of love, like my mother. He said, Nima, spend some time with them, get to know them. And for me, it was really a shake because I had never imagined that I would be put in this position at such an amateur phase of my, you know, just coming there. And he said, spend some time with them, get to know them, and become friends with them. And that's all he told me. And so Kamra Ben and Kamlesh Bhai and their daughter at the time, Roshni, we went and just hung out for a little while. Kamra Ben and Kamlesh Bhai later had another child named Veer. Roshni, the daughter, also has HIV. Through our relationship, we spent a lot of time together over the following years. And then I remember 2 years later, we went to go get Veer tested for HIV. And we had to do several tests, actually. And such beautiful news when we found out that Veer was free of that virus and that infection. And that relationship has been a beautiful one. They are now back on their own feet, sustaining themselves with a lot of confidence, even after they got kicked out of their house by their family. But it's beautiful how this is just one out of many friends and family and relationships that Jayeshvari has on a normal day. And I got to connect with one of those souls early on in my journey here. And it just tells a lot about who Jayeshvari is, that all the types of people that come to him for love and support, and how open his heart is to connect with each and every one of them. I'm humbled and truly privileged to be a moderator here today with Jayeshvari. My heart is full of warmth right now, and a blessing to have him and have all of you join us to share more on Jayeshvari's journey. Thank you all. And through the next hour, basically, we'd like to dig a little deeper into Jayeshvari's journey, learn a little about some of the shifts that have gone through his life, and explore this relationship that he has with one of the greatest virtues in the world called love. So thank you. Jayeshvari, like to start with with your journey. It's been quite amazing. Yes, past 4 years I've been here, but hearing so much about his stories. And everybody knows you today as who you are today. But who you are is a result of all the cultivation you've had over the past few decades, especially. What was the transition like for you from the material world that you were engrossed in, I would say about 20, 25 years ago, to the world of service?
સૌને નમસ્તે અને જય જગત. નિમાએ કેટલા બધા વખાણ કર્યા હે ને મારા, એમાંથી પ્રેમ લીધો અને બાકી બીજું બધું નમ્રતાથી કચરા ટોપલીમાં નાખી દીધું. કેવા સરસ પ્રેમ કરવા વાળા લોકો આપણી આજુબાજુ મૂક્યા. એટલે હું પાછળ મારું જીવન જોતો હોઉં ત્યારે પરમાત્માનો આભાર માનતો હોઉં છું. થેન્ક ગોડ, લાઈફ ઇઝ સો બ્યુટિફુલ. કેટલી સરસ જીવન આપ્યું છે, એમાંથી કેટલું સરસ શીખવા મળ્યું છે અને શીખવા મળશે, જીવીશું ત્યાં સુધી શીખીશું.
Nemo welcomed me with a lot of praise, and I feel honored, and I took all the love that he shared, but then with a lot of humility I take all the all the words of praise and I throw it in the trash can. It's good to be humble. But I thank God. In looking back at my life, I thank God. Life has been beautiful, and I have learned a lot over the years.
ગુજરાતીમાં કહેવત છે ઘસાઈને ઉજળા થવાય. પ્લાવ હોય ને જમીનમાં જાય તો હાર્ડ સોઇલ હોય, પણ એ જમીનમાં જાય અને કલ્ટિવેટ કરે અને બહાર નીકળે પ્લાવ એટલે એકદમ ઉજળું થઈ જાય, અને ત્યાં બહુ હર્ડલ્સ આવે અને હાર્ડ સોઇલ આવે. એટલે જીવનમાં એવી હાર્ડનેસ તો આવી જ જોઈએ, ઘસાઈએ તો જ ઉજળા થવાય. એટલે મટીરિયલ લાઈફ જીવનમાં બહુ જરૂરી છે, એને નિગ્લેક્ટ કરવાની કોઈ જરૂર નથી, એના માટે ગિલ્ટ ફીલ કરવાની પણ કોઈ જરૂર નથી. એ જીવનનો ફેસ છે. મારી લાઈફમાં પણ એવો બ્યુટીફુલ ફેસ આવ્યો.
There's a saying in Gujarati that you must be cultivated to shine. A better example of this is a plow, and a plow goes through the ground. It feels like it's being used up and it has to go through a lot of challenges, but it comes out shining. So very much in the same way, my life has been like that plow. I've gone into that material world. It's a phase. It's nothing to be afraid of, nothing to deny, but it's a phase through which my plow went down, and I came out of all those obstacles and challenges feeling like a better person.
હું જ્યારે 11th 12th માં હતો ને એટલે બહુ જ ક્રિકેટ રમતો. ચલો મારી સ્ટોરી કહું તમને. 11th 12th માં તો બહુ ક્રિકેટ રમતો હતો, એટલે મારી મમ્મી કે તું કેટલો કાળિયો થઈ ગયો, આખો દિવસ ક્રિકેટ રમે છે અને ભણતો નથી. એટલે હું સ્પોર્ટ્સ મેગેઝિનોમાંથી ફેમસ ક્રિકેટરોના ફોટા કાઢું, અને ફોટા કાઢું તો એ લોકો બ્રાન્ડેડ કપડાં પહેરે, બ્રાન્ડેડ શૂઝ પહેરે, નાઇકીના, રીબોકના, પુમાના અને ટ્રેકસૂટ પણ એવા પહેરે. એટલે મને એવું થાય કે હું આવા કપડાં પહેરું તો ક્રિકેટ રમવાની કેવી મજા આવે. એટલે અમે સન્ડે માર્કેટમાં જઈ અને પછી કપડાં ખરીદી લાવીએ, સેકન્ડ હેન્ડ કપડાં લઈ આવીએ, અને એના પર મારો એક ફ્રેન્ડ સલીમ કરીને તો એ ઉપર લખી આપે નાઇકી, પ્યુમા, એડિડાસ, અને પછી એ પહેરીને જમીએ. એટલે એવી મજા આવે અને વટ પડે અમને. એટલે ત્યાંથી એટ્રેક્શન શરૂ થયું મટીરિયલનું, કે બ્રાન્ડેડ કપડાં હોવા જોઈએ, બ્રાન્ડેડ બાઇક હોવી જોઈએ, એટલે સારું છે, એનાથી વટ પડતો હતો, એનાથી ટેમ્પરરી આનંદ મળતો હતો.
So let me start by telling you my story today. I was in 11th and 12th grade when I just fell in love with cricket. I used to play a lot. My mom would tease and say, if you play so much, you're going to turn black. But I still played a lot. And I would watch, I would look at the photos of all these famous cricketers, and I would see them, you know, wearing like Nike and Reebok and Puma. And I was like, wow, it would be so much fun if I could wear those kinds of clothes and go out and play. And so on Sunday market, we used to have these markets where you can buy secondhand clothes. I would go and buy a whole bunch of clothes. And my friend Salim, he was very good with like putting all these symbols on. And so he would take these secondhand clothes and put those symbols on. And then we would go out on the fields and play. And it just, you know, there was a joy. There was a kind of joy to wearing those clothes on the cricket field and feeling like, wow, you know, we've got all these materialistic things on us, and maybe it gives us that kind of power. So that for me, that's how this original interest in materialism started through that cricket days.
College માં પછી આવ્યો, અને એ જલસામાં મારા મધર ફાધરને ઇંગ્લેન્ડ જવાનું થયું. એ વખતે ઇન્ડિયામાં ફોરેનનો ક્રેઝ બહુ, એટલે મને યાદ છે કે મારા મમ્મી પપ્પાને મેં લિસ્ટ બનાવીને આપ્યું કે મને આટલા આટલા બ્રાન્ડેડ કપડાં જોઈએ, આટલા બ્રાન્ડેડ શૂઝ જોઈએ. મારી મા બાપે મહેનત કરીને પૈસા બચાવેલા, અને એ પૈસામાંથી આ કપડાં, મોંઘા કપડાં લાવવા એમના માટે બહુ કઠિન હતું. પણ દીકરા માટેનો પ્રેમ, દીકરાની જે ડિઝાયર છે એને ફૂલફિલ કરવાનો પ્રેમ, એટલે જે સેવિંગ્સ કરીને પૈસા બચાવેલા, એમાંથી એમણે ઇંગ્લેન્ડથી મારી માટે બધી વસ્તુઓ લાવ્યા. હું ખુશ થઈ ગયો, પણ મારી કરતા ડબલ ખુશી મારા મા બાપની હતી. એ મારા ધ્યાનમાં આવી.
So I ended up going to England at one point, and one of the most touching things that I remember is my mom and how she would take these small amounts of savings that she had and would go and buy me all these clothes. And all these things that I had made a whole list of things that I wanted, and she would go and buy me these things. And when I received that, the thing that really struck me was not so much the material things that I received, but the spirit with which my mom would, you know, go out and remember what things I wanted, save up, and go and get me those things, and the joy that she wanted to see in her son's eyes. That started to stand out even more than the material things.
એ રીતે જ મોટરબાઇક મેં લીધું અને કોલેજમાં ક્રિકેટનો કેપ્ટન હતો એટલે મને મજા આવતી હતી. પણ એ અરસામાં મારા ફાધરને બધા મિસ્ટર ટોયલેટ કહેતા હતા એટલે મને બેબી ટોયલેટ કહે. મારા મા બાપ મારી બધી ડિઝાયર ફૂલફિલ કરે પણ મારા મા બાપ વિશે કોઈ બોલે મિસ્ટર ટોયલેટ એટલે મને ગુસ્સો આવે. મને બેબી ટોયલેટ કહે એટલે બહુ વધારે ગુસ્સો આવે. એટલે હું મારા પપ્પાને મમ્મીને કહું કે આ ટોયલેટનું કામ તમે કેમ કરો છો ગુસ્સે થઈને. પણ એ મને સમજાવે. પણ એ મટીરિયલની અસર એટલી બધી હતી મટીરિયલ આખા લાઈફની કે આ બધી સમજ મને બુદ્ધિ લેવલે ના પડે. મને થાય કે સરસ કામ મારા બાપા કરે છે, ગાંધીનું કામ કરે છે, પણ આ સંડાસનું કામ શું કામ કરે છે. એટલે સમજાવે કે ભાઈ આપણા દેશમાં શા માટે સંડાસ. એટલે ત્યારે થોડી સમજ ઊભી થઈ, મને થોડીક સમજ ઊભી થઈ કે આ સારું કામ છે પણ આ કામનો હું સમજ ઊભી નથી કરતો અને મારા મટીરિયલ લાઈફમાં હું વધારે આગળ જઈ રહ્યો છું.
So the same way my mom would get me things, I got a big fancy motorbike one day and I was a captain of the cricket team. And so I was really enjoying that. But along the way, my dad worked in the field of sanitation. In fact, he dedicated his whole life to sanitation. And so people called him Mr. Toilet. And since I was his son, they called me Baby Toilet. And in college and in school, when people call you a baby toilet, it doesn't feel so good. So I would get angry, you know. I would say, why? I would go to my dad and I would ask him, Dad, why do you have to do this work? I knew he was doing good work. He was doing the work of Gandhi in the field of sanitation, but I was blinded by materialism. So I just didn't understand, you know, why was he doing that? But a part of me started to get sensitive bit by bit.
સેવાનું થોડું કામ પણ કર્યું અને પછી ફોરેનની એક ઇન્ફ્લુઅન્સ હતી એટલે ઇંગ્લેન્ડ જવાનું મારે નાનારને થયું. 4 મહિના ઇંગ્લેન્ડમાં રહ્યા. એ દરમિયાનમાં ઇંગ્લેન્ડના મિત્રોને અમે સેવાના કામથી ઇમ્પ્રેસ કરતા હતા કે અમે ઇન્ડિયામાં ગાંધી આશ્રમમાં આવું કામ કરીએ છીએ, બાળકોનું કામ કરીએ છીએ, સેવાનું કામ કરીએ છીએ. અને ઇન્ડિયાના મિત્રોને ત્યાંથી સરસ કપડાં પહેરી અને મોટરબાઇક ઉપરના ફોટા પાડીને ઇન્ડિયા મોકલીએ અને ઇન્ડિયામાં કહીએ કે અમે તો સ્વર્ગ જેવા દેશમાં રહીએ છીએ અને અમે તો સરસ કપડાં પહેરીએ છીએ. એટલે ડ્યુઅલ બંને બાજુ, ત્યાં સેવાની વાત કરવાની અને ઇન્ડિયામાં ફેશન અને કમ્ફર્ટની વાત કરવાની.
So we ended up, as life goes, my wife and I, we ended up going to England for about 4 months, and we were contemplating living there. Now, while we were there, we would talk to our friends, and we would tell them, oh, in India, we would do all this good, great seva work. You know, you do the work of sanitation, we uplift children, we do all this work over there. And they were very impressed. And then to our India friends, we would tell them, oh, look, in the UK, you know, we wear all these nice clothes, and I would have photos on my motorbike, and, you know, I was showing off the glory and the materialism. And so in a way, I was trying to impress people on all sides, saying different stories to different stories of myself. And I think I was telling different stories of myself to myself. So this duality started to become very apparent.
Frustration દેશ યાદ આવવા લાગ્યું, દેશના મિત્રો યાદ આવવા લાગ્યા, માં યાદ આવવા લાગી. મટીરિયલ કેપિટલ સામે સોશિયલ કેપિટલ મોટી થવા લાગી. એટલે નિરાશામાં અમે બંને રોતા હતા, પરિવારને યાદ કરીને, મિત્રોને યાદ કરીને. અને એ અરસામાં મિસ્ટર ટોયલેટ કહેવા વાળા ઉપર મને ગુસ્સો આવતો હતો, એ જ મિસ્ટર ટોયલેટના માંથી મને ઇન્સ્પિરેશન મળવા લાગ્યું. એના મોઢા પર મને જોય દેખાવા લાગ્યું, કેમકે એમને ક્યારેય મેં નિરાશામાં કે તકલીફમાં ક્યારેય નહોતા જોયા. એટલે ત્યાંથી મને સમજ પડવા લાગી કે આ સેવાના કામમાં અને પ્રેમથી કરેલા કામમાં કેટલું પોટેન્શિયલ હોય છે. પ્રેમથી પરિવાર બનતો હોય છે અને પૈસાથી તો કદાચ પ્રોજેક્ટ બની જતો હોય. એટલે એ સમજ ત્યાં ઊભી થઈ અને ત્યાંથી પછી મેં મારા પિતાજીને એક સરસ પત્ર લખ્યો કે આ દેશમાં કમ્ફર્ટ છે પ્રમાણે સેટિસ્ફેક્શન નથી મળતું. પૈસાથી કમ્ફર્ટ મળી જશે પણ સેટિસ્ફેક્શન કેમ નથી મળતું? તમે ટોયલેટનું કામ કરો છો, મોસ્ટ નિગ્લેક્ટેડ કામ, લોકો તમારા કામની હસી ઉડાવે છે, તો પણ તમે હંમેશા ખુશ હો છો, એનું કારણ શું? મને સેટિસ્ફેક્શન જોઈએ.
So in this duality in England, I was very disappointed, I was frustrated, but through that frustration, through that disappointment, I started to notice that my interest in material things went down and the interest in social things started to go up. So my friends, you know, and all society members would call my dad Mr. Toilet, and I would see a sense of sort of joy on his face, a sense of contentment. And I started to realize, I said, why is this man so happy? You know, and I started to realize that with love, you can build family. And with money, you can just create projects. And I saw people doing project after project, but there was no sense of that love or family. So I wrote a letter to my dad from England. And I said, you know, you are doing this work of sanitation, of toilets. It's the most neglected work. And yet you're satisfied. Yet there's a sense of happiness. There's a sense of deep sense of joy on your face. How can I get that? I started to introspect and I wrote him a letter.
મને બરોબર યાદ છે, મારા પિતાજી એ પત્રમાં લખ્યું તું સબ ભૂમિ ગોપાલ કી, આખી દુનિયા છે એ પરમાત્માની છે, તું એવું કામ શોધી લે કે કામમાંથી તને આનંદ મળે, એ કામ સાથે તારું દિલ જોડાય. ટોયલેટના કામમાં મારું દિલ જોડાયેલું છે એટલે મને એમાંથી આનંદ મળે છે, એ કમ્પેશન એની સાથે જોડાયેલું હતું. તે મને બહુ સરસ ઉદાહરણ આપ્યું કે તું મર્સિડીઝ બેન્ઝ લાવીશ પણ જો એના ટાયરનો વાલ્વ ખરાબ હશે, ખૂબ નાનો છે, તો તારી મોટી ગાડી મર્સિડીઝ ની આગળ નહીં જાય, એના વાલ્વ ખરાબ હોવાના કારણે. તો આપણી જીવનની ગાડી જો ચલાવી હશે તો આ નાના વાલ્વનું પણ ધ્યાન રાખવું પડશે. એ નાનો વાલ્વ એ સેટિસ્ફેક્શનનું કામ કરે, એ નાનામાં નાની વસ્તુનું તમે ધ્યાન રાખશો. મધર ટેરેસા કહેતા હતા ને, વી કેન ડુ નોટ ગ્રેટ થિંગ બટ સ્મોલ થિંગ વિથ ગ્રેટ લવ. એ નાનામાં નાની વસ્તુમાં પ્રેમ હશે તો સંતોષ અને જોય ઓર્ગેનિકલી બ્લોસમ થશે. એ વાતે મારા હૃદયને ખોલી નાખ્યું અને એના કારણે દેશમાં પાછા આવી ગયા. અને દેશમાં આવ્યા એટલે 125 ટોયલેટ પહેલા જ સાફ કરવા મને આપ્યા કે તારે પબ્લિક ટોયલેટ સાફ કરવાના છે. અને પબ્લિક ટોયલેટ આર હેલ ઓન અર્થ, એ તલવારની ધાર ઉપર ચાલવાનું કામ હતું. અને એ કામ એમણે મારી સાથે રહીને કર્યું, એક્શન અને ઇન્ટરેક્શન. ટોયલેટનો હ્યુમન વેસ્ટ સાફ કરે અને મને કહે કે સફાઈ કામ હોય કે પૂજા પાઠ, દિલથી કરો તો એક જ છે બધું. એટલે એમણે જે તત્વ પકડ્યું હતું સફાઈનું, એ કામ નહોતું પણ એ કમ્પેશન હતું, એ લવ હતું. કમ્પેશન ફોર અધર ઇઝ કમ્પેશન ફોર યોર સેલ્ફ. અને એની સાથે વિજ્ઞાન પણ જોડાયેલું હતું.
So the whole world is divine. That's what my father used to say. So in response to my letter, he says, find work that brings you joy. My heart is connected to toilets, and that's the reason why I'm so happy. It's, if my heart wasn't in there, then it would be just the work of sanitation. But it is that connection to the heart. It may look small, but it is very important. He gave me a beautiful example of a Mercedes-Benz. He says, you know, if you go out and take a look at this view, you have a very nice car, right? But if the valve is gone, if the valve in one of the tires is gone, then you can no longer, you know, you won't have air in your tires and you will no longer be able to drive it. It seems like a very small thing because the car is so big and so grand, but that small thing is not there and you can't really use it. And so in that sense, he taught me that small is really key. And so take care of the small, and that small was love. As Mother Teresa said, we can do no great things, only small things with great love. And so he told me essentially to open my heart. And then when I went back, he gave me a practice. He asked me to go and clean 125 toilets, public toilets. Now, public toilets in India are, quote unquote, hell on earth. They're just terrible places. Nobody would even want to go in there, let alone clean them. But my dad said that if you do it with heart, then you will find divinity through that work. And that will be the blossoming of service. They would always say that if you have compassion for other people, if you have compassion for other things, in every action, you will naturally have compassion in your own self. And so I started to learn that through him.
Thank you. Thank you, Jayeshwe and Nipun, for the translation. The journey is a blessing, and to hear so transparently of what you went through and the changes you're going through to get you even to just on the path of service. Thank you for sharing so openly. I'm going to take a detour from the journey aspect into the concept of love. And Jayeshwe, today, on a day-to-day, you're just flowing with love. That's how we see it. Personally, I've been on a few trips with you where I got to see love unfold and spill firsthand. One on a trip that we went to Dwarka, where you literally felt the love of a child, abandoned child on the street, and you and your wife have, Anardidi, have adopted him. In the same way, just a few months ago when we went to Kutch, we were in a temple. There was a man that was acting extremely violently with a weapon of metal, hitting himself and then threatening you. And I remember just observing you in stillness, and you put your hand on him in the midst of his anger and violent actions with love, saying, "Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right." Very powerful to see these type of actions from somebody like you. And we all want to be more loving. We all want to be more kind. But in reality, how do we actually cultivate this type of love? How do we get there? What are the small steps we take to get there, to that space of love?
Small is beautiful. Nani nani vatuma radhe ne jodu. અને રિલેશન બનાવો. આપણે હંમેશા રિઝલ્ટ માટે કામ કરીએ છીએ. રિઝલ્ટને ટાર્ગેટ કરીએ એટલે આપણું મગજ કામ કરે, અને મગજ કામ કરે એટલે એ પ્રમાણેના આપણે રિલેશન બનાવતા હોઈએ, એટલે યુઝ કરવાનો ભાવ આવતો. પણ જ્યારે એની સાથે દિલ જોડાય છે ત્યારે એની ખુશી કે એનું દુઃખ કે આપણું દુઃખ કે ખુશી બની જતી હોય, અને આપણે એક થઈ જતા હોઈએ છીએ. અને એક થઈએ છીએ, હૃદય જોડાય છે ત્યારે પ્રેમની શરૂઆત થાય. એટલે હું એવું માનું કે જ્યારે પણ કોઈ પણ વસ્તુ કે વિચાર કે વ્યક્તિ સાથે આપણે હૃદય જોડાય છે ત્યારે લવ થઈ જ જાય છે. એ ટ્યુનિંગ થાય છે. લવ તો એરમાં છે, લવ ઇઝ એવરીવેર. એનું ટ્યુનિંગ થાય છે. એને કઈ એફર્ટ કરવો પડતો હોતો નથી. એનામાં આપણી જાતને જોઈએ છે, અને એને આપણી જાતમાં જોઈએ છે. એ સહજ છે, એમાં પ્રયત્ન કરવાનો બહુ હોતો નથી. હું એવું માનું છું એના દુઃખમાં સહભાગી થઈ જવાનું, હૃદયને વચ્ચે મૂકી દેવાનું. ભગવાને પણ કેવું સરસ આપ્યું છે, હાર્ટને સેન્ટરમાં આપ્યું છે, માથાને ઉપર આપ્યું છે, હેડને ઉપર આપ્યું છે, હેન્ડને નીચે આપ્યું છે. પણ જ્યારે હાર્ટ સેન્ટરમાં થાય છે ત્યારે હેડ અને હેન્ડ બંને હાર્મનીમાં આવી જાય. પગમાં કાંટો વાગ્યો હોય તો હાથ પહોંચી જાય છે. હાથને કેવું નથી પડતું ભાઈ તું ત્યાં જા, હે ને. કોઈ આપણને લાફો મારે તો હાથ પેલો માર ખાવાઈ જાય. એટલે નાની નાની વસ્તુમાં જાગૃતતા અને આપણી જાતને બદલવાનો ભાવ એ બહુ જ અગત્યનો છે. સામે વાળાને બદલવાનો ભાવ ના હોવો જોઈએ, સામે વાળાને સમજવાનો ભાવ હોવો જોઈએ. આપણી જાતને બદલવાનો ભાવ એટલે ઇન્ટરનલ જર્ની બની જાય. ઇન્ટરનલ જર્ની આપણી બની જાય એટલે આપણે બધાને પ્રેમ કરતા થઈ જઈએ એવું મને લાગે છે. આ મારી સમજનું સત્ય, કોઈ શીખવાડવાનું ના હોય, આ મારી સમજનું સત્ય.
So I think small is beautiful. We really have to work with this idea of relationship, of building relationships. But what we really do in practice is we start with results. We become outcome oriented. We have these targets. And as soon as you have a target, you start to use your mind and you start to use your head. And then the relationships, we look at them as transactions. We start using people. We start using these relationships of love for our targets, for our outcomes. So instead, if you just connect with the heart, you know, that is the beginning of love. Love is really everywhere. It doesn't take a lot of effort. We don't need to go find it. It's there within us. So we just have to start to lead with that kind of love. If we see others in us, and if we see ourselves in other people, it's the beginning of this kind of love. It starts to become a very natural way of being. When we are, you know, even if you look at our body, right, the heart is in the center. I mean, it's so beautiful that nature has put the heart right in the center. You know, head is on the top, hands are down below, but it's the heart that's right there. So when you even if you get hurt, you know, or if there's a thorn that gets stuck in your foot, immediately your hands will go. Or if someone is trying to slap you, your hands will come and stop. So everything is in service to the heart. Our heart is already at the center. We just need to recognize that and lead with that kind of love and allow our relationships to create impact in the world. So to change others, you know, so many times we try to change other people. But I would say that instead of changing other people, let's try to understand other people and let's change ourselves. And if we just try, as soon as we start doing that, to change yourself and understand other people, instead of trying to change other people, we will deepen our own understanding of who we are and what our relationship to them is and how inextricably we are intertwined, how our journeys are connected. And that is really that light will guide our next steps.
Thank you. Jayshree, we talk about love, and love has so many ripple effects. I think one of the main ingredients of love is pure intention. And when we put our pure intention into something, there are so many ripples that come out of it. And one thing I've observed of you and the environment and space that you've created over your years of devotion to this service world is that when we act in pure intention, in that pure love, unconditional love, that magic happens, magic unfolds. And it would be interesting to hear your take on that, how pure intention creates ripples, how it creates magic in the world, and any stories that you might have.
Purity is the clarity, right? Everything is clearer when you are in love. Love is pure. And if purity is there, clarity is there. And if you are organically, you are not able to do it. On 25th December, Jesus no birthday. Ato. And Jesus is a symbol of love. Jesus is a symbol of love. We have come to Gamma on 25th. Na. And we have come to Audrey and Annapurna. Audrey and Annapurna have all been together. અમે સાથે હતા અને રસ્તામાં બે ક્યુટ છોકરાઓ નાકમાંથી લેટ જતું હતું ને વાળ ખુલ્લા હતા અને મોઢું ગંદુ હતું ને અમે એવા સરસ નાના ભાઈ બહેન જતા હતા ચાલતા ચાલતા અને મેં જોયા એટલે ગાડી ધીમી કરી અને એને મેં બે ચોકલેટ આપી એટલે મોઢા પર એટલી બ્યુટીફુલ સ્માઇલ આવી એવી છોકરાઓને મને અંદરથી થયું કે છોકરીનું નાક સાફ કરવું કેમ કે મને નાક સાફ કરવું બહુ ગમે એકવાર મેં સ્લમમાં 100 છોકરાઓના નાક સાફ કર્યા હતા એવા સરસ નાક સાફ કર્યા હતા તો બધાના મોઢા પર એટલી સરસ સ્માઇલ ને અને પછી એક છોકરું જ મને બતાવી ગયું સાફ કરીને પાછું કે જો જયેશભાઈ મારું નાક ચોખ્ખું છે મને બહુ જ ગમે અંદરથી ખુશી થાય તો મેં ઓડરીને કીધું કે આ છોકરીનું નાક સાફ કરવાની મને તો બહુ ઈચ્છા થઈ ટાઈમ પરમિટ નહોતો કરતો અને અમે ગાડી લઈને જતા હતા અને આગળ જવું પડે એવું હતું અમે થોડા દૂર જતા રહ્યા અને જે જગ્યાએ ગયા એ જગ્યાએ અમે પ્રેયરનું એક સર્કલ બનાવ્યું અમે ત્યાં પ્રેયર કરતા હતા એ દીકરી ત્યાં આવી શકે એવું હતું જ નહીં પણ અમે આંખો બંધ કરીને પ્રેયર કરતા હતા ઓલ રિલિજન પ્રેયર અને એ દીકરી મારી બાજુમાં આવીને ઊભી રહી અને પ્રેયર પૂરી થઈને મેં આંખ ખોલી એ દીકરી મારી સામે સ્માઇલ કરતી મારા માટે કોઈ મિરેકલ નહોતું મિરેકલ માનીએ તો અંધશ્રદ્ધામાં જતા રહી આ તો શ્રદ્ધાનો વિષય હતો ફેથનો વિષય કે પ્યોર ઇન્ટેન્શન હતું તો નેચર આપણને ફૂલ કરાવડાવે છે એ દીકરીનું નાક સાફ કર્યું તો એના મોઢા પરની સ્માઇલ એ મારા ફેથમાં વધારો કરશે અને એ દીકરીએ સરાઉન્ડિંગ એન્વાયરમેન્ટ બનાવી દીધું અને મારી સાથે જ રહી હવે એ ઇનવિઝિબલ સર્વિસ કરતી હોય છે દીકરી એ આખો પરિવાર બનાવી દીધો અમે બધા એક ફેમિલી જેવું થઈ ગયું બધાનું ફોકસ એ ગંદી છોકરી પર નાખ્યું પણ એ હસતી છોકરી પરથી એટલે એક વાતાવરણ બદલાઈ ગયું એક પ્લેસ ના રહ્યું એ સ્પેસ બની ગયું એક પરિવારની સ્પેસ બની
So, yeah, purity is really, I think, leads to clarity. You know, one of the quotes I love to say is, everything is clear when we are in love. Just a quick story from 2 days ago, 25th December, the birthday of Jesus, who is such a great embodiment and symbol of love. So we were going in a village with, you know, with Anne-Marie and Audrey and a bunch of other people, and we saw two kids, brother and sister. And the girl, they were both really cute, really happy, but the girl was, you know, particularly the girl was really dirty, and she had a very, you know, her running nose, and her hair was all wild, and so I reached out to them, and I gave them a piece of chocolate. I always carry chocolate with me. And I actually, in my heart, I was saying, wow, I wish I could just clean her nose, you know? you know, it sounds funny, but one day I was in the slum and I cleaned the nose of 100 kids like that. I love to do that. You know, it just, makes me feel connected to them. So I turned to Audrey and I said, you know, this is what I really want to do. I wish I could just clean her up. But we had no time. So we couldn't follow through on that intention. But I genuinely held that spirit in my heart that I wanted to reach out to this, to the spirit of this young girl. So we went along, and we had to go to another place, and we were there, and we got all the village people together, and we had a little circle. We held our hands and we did a prayer. All our eyes were closed, and just as I opened my eyes, there was a girl standing right next to me. And it was that same girl that I had seen on the streets. I have no idea how she managed to get there, but she was right there. And it was, you know, this, you can think of it and say, wow, what a miracle. But, it, you know, that if you start to look at life in that way, you start to go towards blind faith. But I just felt like nature supports your intention. I genuinely just wanted to connect with her, and I wanted to serve her. I wanted to just clean her up. And nature supported that. And so, of course, you know, I cleaned her nose. We fixed her hair. And she was all smiles. She was looking so cute, and she stayed with us. Now, as soon as we had this connection, you know, her spirit became a huge asset for us in building community in that village. You know, and she started to, wherever we went, it started to feel like family. You know, so instead of a place, it became more of a space. It wasn't some place that you visited, but it was a space in which love was moving, and we felt connected to each other. And all of this started because I just had this genuine intention. So I feel like if we hold that intention with purity, not only do we see things clearly, but nature starts to support that intention of service.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you. I do want to come back to Jayeshbhai's journey because there's so much to learn from it. And in the first question, we were able to talk about your journey from a material world sense to the service world. But I think at least what a lot of our family has been able to seen and shared with you over the past years is your transition from the service, external service world, where it might be social development, it might be NGO related, the external service world to the internal self. And this is where you are nurturing what is probably your deepest truth, which is love. So could you tell us what that shift was like or where that shift occurred from external to internal?
Seva is torchlight devi. Tame ethi light karo to same sudhi dekhai, pan tyan sudhi chalo nanu nanu bhakti thi ane commitment thi kaam karta karta to agal nu dekhai. Visible impact એટલે પરિણામ, અને પરિણામથી પરિવાર બહુ બનતો નથી. ડિઝાયર બ્રિંગ મિઝરી, ડિઝાયર અને એક્સપેક્ટેશન વધી જતા હોય. 20 વર્ષ કામ કર્યું પણ લોકો બહુ ઓછા બદલાય, આપણે બહુ વધારે બદલાય. એટલે મારા પિતાજી સાથે મારે બહુ એટેચમેન્ટ, એમની ડેથ સ્ટેજ પર જયારે જોયા ત્યારે મને થયું કે આ માણસ અંદરથી બદલાયો છે એટલે ખુશ છે. એણે ક્યારેય સફાઈમાં આટલા ટોયલેટ બનાવ્યા અને આ કર્યું તે કર્યું ક્યારેય નાખી દીધું. એટલે એ ભાવ મારા દિલમાં આવ્યો અને એમણે મને બહુ સુંદર વાત કરી કે કામમાં ભાર કે ચિંતાની જરૂર નથી, કામમાં ભાવ જોઈએ અને એ ભાવ અંદરથી આવતો હોય છે. ગાંધીજીએ પણ બહુ સરસ કીધું હતું કે મારા બધા કરેલા કામોનું પરિણામ શૂન્ય છે, મારાથી થાય એટલું મેં કર્યું. વિનોબા કહેતા કે મારું કામ મારું એકમાત્ર ઉદ્દેશ છે દિલોથી દિલોને જોડવા. એટલે ઇન્ટરનલ જર્ની એ બહુ જ અગત્યની મને લાગી કે અંદરની જર્ની સાથે આપણે જોડાઈશું તો એક્સટર્નલ ઇન્સ્પિરેશન ઊભું થતું જ હોય છે. સારા ભાવને પવનના ધક્કાની જરૂર નથી હોતી. એક્સટર્નલ ઇન્સ્પિરેશન કરવું કરવું ઊભું કરવાનો પણ ભાવ ન હોવો જોઈએ, દુનિયાની ભલાઈનો ભાવ હોવો જોઈએ. એ મારા મનમાં બરોબર શ્રદ્ધા બેસી ગઈ છે કે ઇનવિઝેબલ સર્વિસ કરતા રહેવાનું, વિઝેબલ જેટલું કરતા રહીશું એટલું આઈ કેપિટલ થાય છે. ઇનવિઝેબલ સર્વિસ ઇઝ લવ મેડ વિઝેબલ, અને ઇનવિઝેબલ સર્વિસ થી પોતાનું પર્સનલ ટ્રાન્સફોર્મેશન વધારે થતું, એને સાધક કહેવાય. એ સાધકની ભૂમિકામાં રહીને કામ કરવું તો સોશિયલ ફેબ્રિક બહુ સુંદર રીતે બનતું હોય છે, એક સ્પિરિચ્યુઅલ કેપિટલ ઊભી થતી હોય છે. આપણો ભાવ તો દુનિયાને બદલવાનો નથી, આપણને બદલવાનો છે, પણ દુનિયાની ભલાઈનો છે, જય જગતનો છે, વર્લ્ડ ઇઝ ફેમિલી. આત્મદર્શન મોટું કરવું જોઈએ. આપણે નદી જેમ સમુદ્રમાં ભળે છે તેને ભળવું છે, ગોલ છે સમુદ્ર, પણ એ રસ્તામાં બધાને પાણી આપતી આપતી જાય છે, અને રસ્તામાં સુકાઈ જાય તો પણ વાંધો નથી. એમ આપણો ગોલ એ આત્મદર્શનનો હોવો જોઈએ, વ્યાપક દર્શન એટલે બ્રોડ દર્શન કરવાનો હોવો. પણ ઇનવિઝિબલ નાના નાના કામ કરતા કરતા મૈત્રી ભાવ વધારતા જઈએ તો અંદરથી વ્યક્તિગત શૂન્યતા આવે, અંદરથી વ્યક્તિગત શૂન્યતા આવે, મૈત્રી ભાવથી સામૂહિક પૂર્ણતા આવે, કમ્પ્લીટનેસ આવે. એટલે ઇન્ટરનલ જર્ની પર મારી શ્રદ્ધા ખૂબ વધી ગઈ છે. કેટલી છે એ ભગવાન જાણે, એનો કોઈ દાવો તો ના કરી શકાય, આમાં કોઈ સંશોધન ના કરી શકાય. આધ્યાત્મિકતામાં એની કોઈ ડેફિનેશન ના હોય, એની કોઈ ભાષા હોતી નથી. આ તો ખાલી ભાવ વ્યક્ત કરવાનો આપણે આપણી સમજના સત્ય.
વાહ. So seva is like a flashlight. I think of it as a flashlight. You can't see all the way from point A to point Z, but you can see the next step, you know. And I think it's very important to work with devotion to really take that next step, whatever we can see and whatever is clear for us. I think so many times we get caught up in visible impact. We want to see results. We want to see outcomes. And as soon as you see that, I think you lose that spirit of family because you're caught up in the outcomes. And it starts to create that outcome-orientedness creates a sense of desires, and desires are always bring misery. You know? So through 20 years of work, I've done a lot of development work. And I've seen that, you know, you can't really change people that much, but you can change yourself. And you can change yourself a lot. When my father passed away 3 years ago, I saw that he had spent his whole life changing himself. He was so happy. He made 200,000 toilets, started 118 organizations, but he never talked about any of that. He was talking about how, for him, it was all about this inner transformation. He used to say that don't carry a lot of stress. More important than what's really important is the spirit of service. You know, so don't carry these heavy loads thinking like you need to go out and change the world. Be light, you know, be gentle, like the wind that flows, you know, it's like it just goes where it needs to go. Allow yourself to be an instrument of nature. Gandhi used to say the same thing. He says, the result of my work is to be empty. The result of his all work is to be empty. Vinoba would say the whole purpose of why I'm doing all this is to connect heart to heart. And so these things, as I started to see deeply into them, I realized that there's really a lot of depth to this inner transformation. This external inspiration, I would say that it's not even, not only is it not, you know, it's not necessary to create this kind of thing in the world, because as soon as you create external inspiration, you start to think you have done it. And then the I becomes capital I, and it starts to head in the wrong direction. So invisible service is love made visible. And that invisible service naturally gives rise to this inner fountain of compassion, and that will flow where it needs to go. And as soon as you start to take this perspective, You become a cultivator. You become a sadhak. You become someone who sees that when we change ourselves, we change the world. Very much like an ocean. If you look at an ocean or a flowing river, it is serving all that it needs to along the way. If it doesn't have any water, it doesn't. If it has very little water, it flows where it needs to. If it has a lot of water, it goes where it needs to go. It is not calculating. It doesn't have a goal. And I think we can all do that. And when we start doing that in our inside, there is a sense of emptiness. And from that emptiness is this flow of maitri, of compassion, of unconditional love. And that leads us to completeness. So in a sense, there is this wonderful paradox of holding emptiness and wholeness, emptiness and completeness all together. And you can't research this, you can't define this, you just have to flow into it. And we all have that potential to do that.
Wow. That's Nipun has just written a book on Jaishbhai's words. Amazing. That sticks with me so much, Jaishbhai, is invisible service is love made visible. I mean, it can't be said better, more succinctly. I know we're running out of time, so a few things before we get to the last question. It's is that we are going to open the floor up for Q&A. And for those of you that are interested in getting online to ask Jaishbhai a question, you just have to start to get into the queue. Before that, I'm just going to ask one final question. And that is more about, again, your Gandhian, the Gandhian space and the platform that you were brought up in. And you grew up in the laps of two women who were at the deathbed of Gandhiji. Your father was a celebrated Gandhian who really dedicated his life to the values that Gandhiji lived by. Having Gandhi woven so deeply into the fabric of your own life, how do you think, or how do you see Gandhi's spirit visible today?
Spirit so timeless, isn't it? એ તત્વ ટાઈમલેસ છે, એની કોઈ સીમા નથી હોતી, બાઉન્ડરી નથી હોતી. એનું તંત્ર કદાચ બંધ થઈ ગયું હોય અને ગાંધીનું તંત્ર અત્યારે કદાચ ન ચાલે, એ સમય કાળ પ્રમાણે બદલાતું રહેશે, પણ તત્વ તો એ જ રહેશે. ઇટરનલ જે કહીએ છીએ આપણે, કે જે ઇન્ટરનલ તત્વ એસેન્સ, એનું એ જ રહેશે. આપણી પદ્ધતિ પ્રમાણે આપણે એને ઇમ્પ્લિમેન્ટ કરી શકીએ છીએ, આપણે સાધન બની શકીએ છીએ તત્વના. એટલે ગાંધી તો જીવતો છે, જેમ જીસસનું તત્વ પ્રેમ છે. ગાંધીએ સત્યને પકડ્યું, રામે સત્યને પકડ્યું, મહાવીરે અહિંસાને પકડ્યું, બુદ્ધે કરુણાને પકડ્યું, એ તત્વને પકડ્યું. એની પદ્ધતિ તંત્ર બુદ્ધે પદયાત્રા કરીને લોકોને મળીને કરી, ગાંધીએ સ્વરાજના માધ્યમથી કરી. એ ગાંધીનું તત્વ યુનિવર્સલ ગુડનેસનું હતું. એ ફ્રીડમ આપણે જોઈએ છીએ ગાંધીને, પણ ફ્રીડમ નથી, એ તો યુનિવર્સલ ગુડનેસના ભાવ સાથે એણે આ તત્વને પકડ્યું. એટલે ગાંધી, વિનોબા, આ બધા તો જીવતા જ છે, કેમ કે એણે તત્વને પકડ્યું.
The spirit of Gandhi is timeless. I mean, I think his values, which is really what's important, are eternal. So the manifestations, the instruments of how these come about in our world, they come and go. But the core values, I mean, I think they are eternal. Gandhi used to say that these things that I talk about are as old as hills. And so I think we today can be tools of all those values. You know, Mahavir, for example, many great men like Mahavir, he used ahimsa as an example. You take someone like Buddha, he used compassion as his instrument. For Gandhi, he was all about universal goodness, sarvodaya, this idea that, you know, may all beings benefit, and may we create these kinds of designs where there is this universality, universal application, and universal benefit from those designs. So Gandhi really brought that spirit into our world, into our modern world. And now it's really up to us to see how we can creatively use those same values and apply them in our world today.
Thank you. Thank you, Jaishbhai. Thank you, Nipun. Filling our hearts today with a lot of warmth, and we're going to continue on to Q&A. so that we can hear from our family, our global family, Jai Jagat. And take it over, Amit Bhai.
All right, thanks, Nemo. Thank you for that. And then I'm going to go to our first caller.
Wow. Jayesh Bhai, Nipun, and Nemo, this is Prakash, flowing with the love stream from heart of the Bay, Hayward. Jayesh Bhai, I want to share a quick personally touching experience that I had a good fortune to witness, particularly when you were here with those beautiful 16 children as part of the Ekatva journey, musical journey. There are a lot of little small incidents that really created such a deep imprint throughout that tour. One in particular is you bowing down and touching the feet of a farmer. I know that that farmer is going through so much suffering, losing his wife and his own health going downhill since. But I do know that that one gesture has kept him. He probably may not have so much materially, but he is today a person with a changed heart. So I have the vivid, clear picture of that moment, along with that hugging all of us together, hugging the redwood. And since then, I've hugged that tree so many times, and I feel oneness whenever I'm with the tree. Jayesh Bhai, my question is two-part. One is around Gandhiji's quote, where he said, "There is enough in this world. The Mother Nature gives enough to everyone's need, but not one man's greed." So the question around that is, how do you bring clarity towards a need versus excessive desire or greed? And the second part of the question is, how do you internally process, when you see death and destruction? The reason I ask that question is recently I'm really deeply pained when I see the destruction that is happening to the planet, the Mother Nature, particularly when I see the trees being cut and so many animals being poached, like elephants and the whales in the ocean and so on, and we keep digging the earth for want of the oil and mining and so much more. So I want to bring your insights on those two aspects, please. Thank you again so much.
Gandhi kehta ke earth provide enough for everyone's needs, not everyone's greed. Need. એટલે હું એવું માનું છું કે કોન્ટ્રીબ્યુશન અને ગ્રીડ એટલે કન્ઝમ્પશન હે ને, એટલે આપણા જીવનમાં કોન્ટ્રીબ્યુશનનો ભાવ હોય તો નેચર આપણી કેર કરતી હોય છે, પણ જો કન્ઝમ્પશન નાવ એન્ડ કોન્ટ્રીબ્યુટ લેટરનો ભાવ હોય તો સમસ્યા ઊભી થાય. એટલે જેટલી ગ્રીડ ઊભી થાય એટલા ચોરી કરવાવાળા પણ ઊભા થાય, એટલે બંને જોડે જ છે. એટલે ભેગું કરવા વાળો ગ્રીડી માણસ ચોર કરતા વધારે ખરાબ, હું તો એવું માનું છું. કેમ કે આપણે જેટલું ગ્રીડ અને ભેગું કરીશું એટલું ચોરી કરવા વાળા વધશે, એટલે બંનેને સમજવા પડશે આપણે. પણ આપણે કોન્ટ્રીબ્યુટર થઈ જઈશું તો આપણી નીડ સંતોષાઈ જશે. એટલે હું એવું માનું છું કે આપણી જે કામ કરવાની પદ્ધતિ છે એ કામ કરવાની પદ્ધતિમાં પ્યોરિટી આવે અને ઇન્ટેન્સિટી એ કામની વધે, દુનિયામાં જે થાય છે એના માટે પ્રાર્થના કરવાની અને આપણા કામને વધારે ભક્તિથી કરવાનું, વધારે ઇન્ટેન્સિટીથી કરવાનું. આપણે બધે પહોંચી શકવાના નથી, પણ આપણો ભાવ દુનિયામાં બધે પહોંચતો હોય છે, આપણો ભાવ કોઈને કોઈ ઉપાડતું હોય છે. એ મારો અનુભવ છે કે મને દુઃખ થાય અહીંયા અને મારો ભાવ ત્યાં પહોંચી ના શકે, પણ એ ભાવ લઈને કોક તો ઉભો થતો જ હોય છે, એનો સંતોષ હોવો જોઈએ.
So there's this, the Gandhi eloquently said, there is enough for everyone's need, but not enough for everyone's greed. And I think need and greed are really, like need talks about contribution and greed talks about consumption. So if we start with contribution first, if that is the spirit, and we lead with that, then nature supports us. But instead, if we start leading with consumptions and we consume first and contribute later, then I think it creates, it deepens that greed. It creates inequity in the world, and it starts to create thieves and robbers. And, you know, I often say people who are being greedy are far worse than those who are actually doing, you know, stealing from someone else. So we need to understand all those people, and we need to understand all the laws of cause and effect over there, because there's a lot of depth there. So I think if we work with purity and with sincerity, and then we trust, you know, and that purity will flow where it needs to go. We can pray for, you know, all the places where there is death and destruction, where there is a lot of negativity and unnecessary suffering even. We can just work with more devotion. And I think it takes a certain kind of faith, you know, that spirit, that bhav, that inner sentiment reaches everywhere. That love really can reach everywhere. And it also takes a certain kind of humility to be satisfied with that. You know, we can't reach everywhere. We don't need to reach everywhere, but we can do what we need to do. And I think if we hold that spirit in our heart, we will become instruments for this shift from not just greed to need, but also from consumption to contribution.
If you want to ask Jayesh Bhai a question, and I thought I'd use this as an opportunity to ask a question myself. Jayesh Bhai, you know, oftentimes when we step out, it's out of the house, it seems almost easier to serve or give. However, when I think about, you know, just even the people at home, especially in moments where we feel angry, we almost are not able to give them the same type of love and compassion as we might a stranger. And so, and maybe it's because our ego somehow gets twisted into that, but I'm curious how you approach that, whether it's your brother or sister or cousin or husband or wife, you know, in those moments, how do you approach it?
Erma prem hoye j bhai, hai na? Toh parivar banto hai na? એટલે ઉતાર ચડાવ ઘરમાં આવવાનો ગમે ત્યારે, પણ એમાં પેશન્સ બહુ જરૂરી છે, ધીરજ રાખવાની. ટાઈમ એન્ડ ગોડ આર બેસ્ટ ટીલર. વધારે પ્રેમ કરવાનો, જે કરતા હોય એની કરતા ડબલ કરવાનો, અને નાના નાના કામો થકી કરવાનો. એઝમ્પશન છોડી દેવાનું, જજમેન્ટ છોડી દેવાનું. એમના માઇન્ડનું પ્રોજેક્શન જુદું હોય, આપણે આપણો સ્વભાવ પકડી રાખવાનો. એ એમનો સ્વભાવ છે, આપણો સ્વભાવ આપણે શું કામ બદલવાનો? આપણો સ્વભાવ પ્રેમ કરવાનો છે, આપણો સ્વભાવ સહયોગ કરવાનો છે, મદદ કરવાનો નહીં. મદદ કરવાનો ભાવ હોય તો ડિઝાયર ઉભું થાય, ડિઝાયર બ્રિંગ મિઝરી. અનકન્ડિશનલ લવ અને પેશન્સ. આપણે પણ ક્યારેક ભૂલ કરી બેસીએ તો એની ગિલ્ટી ફીલ નહીં કરવાનું, પણ સુધરીને પાછા શરૂ કરી દેવાનું. એટલે પરિવાર બનતો જ હોય છે. પરિવારમાં ક્યારેક ગુસ્સો આવતો હોય, પણ એના રૂટ્સમાં પ્રેમ હોય છે, હેટ્રેટ કે ઇલવિલ નથી હોતા. જો આપણા ઘરમાં ક્યારેક ડિફરન્સ ઓફ ઓપિનિયન થાય તો એમાં ક્યાંય હેટ્રેટ કે ઇલવિલ હોતું જ નથી. જેલસી ક્યાંક હોય, પણ રૂટ્સમાં તો પ્રેમ જ હોય છે. એટલે સત્સંગ કરવો પડે, કમ્યુનિકેશન બરોબર કરવું પડે, એ કરતા રહેવાનું, તો બે બાજુ શીખવા મળે. અને સેવા નજીકથી કરવાની અને સંબંધ દૂરનો રાખવાનો. ઘણી વાર એવું કરવું પડે કે ઘણી વાર નોન કોઓપરેશન વિથ લવ પણ કરી શકાય, અને થોડા દૂર થઈ જવાનું. નોન કોઓપરેશન વિથ લવ જરૂર પડે તો ખસી જવાનું થોડા.
So yeah, every house, I mean, by definition, a family, a home has to have love. So I think love is there. But sometimes when our loved ones test our patience, I think it's an invitation to dig a little deeper. You know, we have to leave behind our assumptions and judgments. And we have to really hold on to our nature, you know, and this is this is not to help. Because as soon as you start thinking, I'm going to fix this person or change them, you start to have desires, and that desire is bound to bring misery. But you start to nurture, you start to support, you start to ladder people. And I think that that comes very naturally, and we just stay in that. So, yes, you know, you have people in your family that are going to be angry, that are going to make you angry. But underneath that, the roots are love. You know, it's there. It's not rooted in just this, you know, intense hatred or ill will or contempt. They're really rooted in care. Sometimes it just takes patience, and we have to learn to look at things from a different perspective. So you do. I mean, it's true that in some cases you can, you know, you serve in a very intimate way, but you have to keep relationships at a distance sometimes for a small period of time. What Gandhi would say, non-cooperation with love. So you may say that this is not an appropriate action. You may keep some distance, but in your heart, there's nothing but love. You still, whenever there's an occasion to be of service, you do love them. So I think it takes practice. It takes the kind of faith that our relationships, particularly with those close ones, can be. Rooted in love. So thank you for your question.
Thank you. And I'm going to go to our next caller here. And just to remind the callers, at *6 if you want to enter the queue. And then I'm going to ask our callers to keep their questions sort of short and sweet and to the point, just so that we get a chance to get through all the other questions and callers. Thank you. And going to the next caller.
Hello. Can you hear
Hello.
Me?
Hello.
Hi, Jayeshbhai. This is Arti calling from Washington. It's so good to hear all of your voices. Really, really feel deeply moved just to be in this space right now. I wanted to let you know, Jayeshbhai, that your wedding gift is, in honor to you, is hanging on top of our toilet. we look at that beautiful Love All Serve All painting that you gifted us, and every day, and it's a beautiful reminder. I actually wanted to ask you about, I remember having this really amazing conversation with you, and then later on you were sharing a story about a woman who's, you'd taken a photo of her child, and I think shortly after she had lost her child, and she had spent 3 years sort of looking for her child, and with so much faith with that picture that you took, would take the photo around and search and search and search for 3 years until she finally found her child. And you told that story within the context of talking about the importance of faith and prayer. And I just wanted to know if you could talk a bit more about what that, how faith has really deepened your own personal journey.
Faith no rule to beta shraddha ito jivan che uyu man. Faith na hoy, trust na hoy, tu hi chale nahi jem sharir ne swasth ni zarur che, em jivan ma vishwas ni zarur che. Vishwas na hoy to jivan j nathi. એટલે હું ઘણી વાર ઉદાહરણ આપતો હોઉં છું કે માઉન્ટ એવરેસ્ટ ચડવું હોય તો સ્પર્ધા જોઈએ. ત્રણ માણસો ચડે, પહેલા નંબર વાળો ખુશ થાય, પણ ત્રીજા નંબર વાળાને થાય કે હું ત્રીજો આવ્યો. માઉન્ટ એવરેસ્ટ ઉપર ચડ્યા હોય તો પણ કૈલાસ જવું હોય તો શ્રદ્ધા જોઈએ. એ પહેલા નંબર વાળો પણ ચડે તો પણ ખુશ, અને 100માં નંબર વાળો ચડે તો પણ ખુશ, કેમ કે એ શ્રદ્ધાથી જોડાયેલો છે. એટલે ગાંધીજી તો બહુ સરસ કહેતા હતા કે ભારત દેશના લોકોની વન વર્ડમાં ઇન્ટ્રોડક્શન આપો. માઉન્ટબેટને એમને પૂછ્યું હતું, એટલે એમણે કીધું ફેથ. દેશમાં લોકોને ફેથ છે. એ કોના માટે? કદાચ પરમાત્મા માટેનો હોય, કદાચ પરિવાર માટેનો હોય, પણ ક્યાંક ને ક્યાંક ફેથ જોડાયેલું છે. એટલે જીવન, મારા જીવનમાં ફેથ મને બહુ જ શક્તિ આપે છે.
Faith is life, really. It's everywhere. Without trust, without that kind of faith, we can't live. Just as your body needs breath, I think our life needs trust. You know, I often give this example of people climbing, of people climbing Mount Everest. And you know, you have people, they take great effort to climb Mount Everest, and the guy who comes first, he's so happy, but the guy who comes third he's not so happy because he wanted to be first. But you consider people who climb Mount Kailash, which is a great pilgrimage spot, and these are people who are climbing with such faith, you know, and even the person who goes up there first or the person who reaches there third, they still feel that same sense of satisfaction, that same sense of and that aliveness. You know, so Gandhi, when he was asked by Lord Mountbatten to describe India in one word, he said faith. Mm. You know, this is India. And he says faith, you know, we all have different kinds of faith and different kinds of people and different kinds of, you know, some have faith for God, some have faith for family. It doesn't matter what you have faith for, but you do have that faith in something larger than yourself, larger than your ego. And I think that makes a big difference.
Mm.
So very important.
Hello, I'm Jose from Spain. How are you? I'm so happy to be here. I haven't talked with Jayashbhai since I left India in April, and not even with Nipun or with Nimesh. So it's amazing to hear your voices. And I want to ask about what you were talking about, emptying yourself, Jayashbhai. Because sometimes I think for a Western mind it's very difficult to it's like our rational brain thinks that is the greatest tool that we have. So I know you use your rational brain, but how do you use it and when? No? When do you need it? Because most of the time it looks like only flow, but how do you integrate both, you know, your rational brain and that constant flow, how they integrate?
No, sir. Head is speed up and heart is direction. The buddhi is very important, but with it, vivek is very important. If vivek is joined, then the world will grow, the world will grow. અને આપણે આપણા એક્સપેરિમેન્ટને સરસ રીતે કરી શકીએ. એટલે બુદ્ધિ તો બહુ જ જરૂરી છે, પણ હેડને હેડ નહીં બનાવી દેવાનું. હેડને હેડ બનાવી નહીં દેવાનું, એને હૃદયના એલાઇનમેન્ટ સાથે રાખવાનું. હેડનો તો ઉપયોગ કરવો જ જોઈએ. પરમાત્માએ હેડ અને હેન્ડ આપ્યા છે, એનો બરોબર ઉપયોગ કરવો જોઈએ. પણ હાર્ટને કનેક્ટેડ રાખવું જોઈએ એવું મને લાગે છે. એટલે જ્ઞાન યોગ હોય, જ્ઞાન એટલે હેડ, પણ એની સાથે ભક્તિ યોગ હોવો જોઈએ, સરેન્ડરનેસ હોવું જ જોઈએ, સાથે લવ હોવો જ જોઈએ. કોઈનો જ્ઞાન યોગ પ્રબળ હોય, કોઈનો ભક્તિ યોગ પ્રબળ હોય, કોઈનો કર્મયોગ પ્રબળ હોય. ગાંધીનો કર્મયોગ પ્રબળ હતો, બધા સંતો નરસિંહ મહેતાને એનો ભક્તિ યોગ પ્રબળ હતો, શંકરાચાર્ય અને એવા લોકોનો જ્ઞાન યોગ પ્રબળ હતો. પણ એનું પોટેન્શિયલ વધારે હોય, પણ પેલા બેની હાર્મોની એની સાથે હોય છે.
It's a great question, Sarah, great to hear your voice. The head, he says, the head gives us speed, and it is heart that gives us direction. Mm. So intelligence is key, but with discernment. So we cannot make the head be the head. We have to lead with the heart. You know, the head has to trail the heart. It is great. You know, there is one of the yogas in the four yogas of Hinduism is Gyan Yoga. But bhakti yoga has to be there. Devotion has to be there. So knowledge is there, but it has to be. It is incomplete unless we round it out with love and devotion. So Gandhi, if you look at people like Gandhi, he was a karma yogi. He was a man of action. But it was alignment. It was the harmony of the hands, head, and heart that led him to do the kind of work that he did. You had different people like Shankaracharya that led in different ways, but you still have to have that alignment and that love. So I think head is very critical and provides speed, but it is heart that gives us direction, and so it's very critical to lead with that.
Intellectual કહીએ છે આપણે, તો actually heart connect કરતું હોય, અને એનાથી compassion quotient ઉભું થતું હોય, હે ને?
Intel
અને actual એમ definition કરીએ તો head છે ને intel સાથે જોડાય, અને heart actual સાથે જોડાય. Intellectual માં heart છે, એ compassion quotient ઉભું કરતું હોય.
It says, even if you break down the word intellectual, you know, there's the intel, which can be used as a metaphor for our chips and all kinds of intellectual understanding, but the actual part of intellectual is the heart. You know, so you have to keep that in mind. That there is this hand and a heart harmony, but without a heart, it's not as valuable to society or ourselves. So thank you for your question.
Yeah, Jayashwai just seems to be this never-ending well of just such great little breakdowns of words and things like that. So really appreciate that. Thanks for the question, Osera. I'm going to go to our next caller, and I'm again request that try to keep your comments to an absolute minimum and really just focus on the questions as we have limited time. And I know it's getting pretty late out there in Amdo. I think it's approaching midnight. So if you could just keep your comment really to a simple question, and that way Jayashwai can get a chance to respond.
Hello, this is Somik. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm doing well, Jayashwai. It is so inspiring to hear your words. I have two very short questions. The first is, where does individuality come in one's spiritual development or personal development? Because there is this temptation in our lives to want to serve others like our role models, but then we also have our own individual traits. How do we harmonize service with love, service and love with our individuality? That's the first question. And the second one is a huge disconnect in at least the society I'm in, is most of us are in businesses, and in a business you spend more than 50% of your time working within the constraints of, let's say, a for-profit organization. And I know Gandhi had a very sophisticated understanding. He did not think business was bad. He would always ask us to have an idea of trusteeship. Now, I wanted to ask you for your reflections on trusteeship, love, and how that can practically transform the way we view business. So your personal experiences and any reflections on that would be very helpful for us. Thank you.
પહેલા જાત સાથે તો દોસ્તી કરવી જ પડે તો જ જગત સાથે દોસ્તી થાય. એટલે બી સેલ્ફિશ બી જનરસ, હે ને? જાત સાથે મૈત્રી કરવી બહુ અઘરી છે. ખુદ સાથે દોસ્તી કરો, ખુદ ઉપર ભરોસો હોય તો જ ખુદા સાથે જોડી શકાય. એટલે પોતાની જાત સાથે જાત માટે કરવું બહુ જ જરૂરી છે. પણ એ સેલ્ફ સેન્ટર્ડ થઈને નહીં, હાર્ટ સેન્ટર્ડ થઈને. આ મારી સમજ છે, આ મારી સમજનું સત્ય છે પહેલા સૌમી. એટલે જાત સાથે દોસ્તી કરવી જ જોઈએ હું એવું માનું છું. એટલે ઇન્ડિવિડ્યુઅલ થઈ ગયા એની સાથે જગત સાથે દોસ્તી કરવાનો ભાવ હોવો જોઈએ. બીજું, સોશિયલ મોરાલિટી અને કોમર્શિયલ મોરાલિટી બંને જોડે હોવી જોઈએ. અને તમે કન્ઝમ્પશન નો તમારી વૃત્તિ હોય અને કોન્ટ્રીબ્યુશન કન્ઝમ્પશન કર્યા પછીની ભાવ હોય તો એ યોગ્ય નથી. કોમર્શિયલ મોરાલિટી સાથે સોશિયલ મોરાલિટી જોડાવી જ જોઈએ એવી મારી સમજ છે. દુનિયામાં બધું કામ એ સરસ જ છે, પણ એમાં સેલ્ફ સેન્ટર્ડ ન થવું જોઈએ. સેલ્ફ સેન્ટર્ડ થઈએ તો કેપિટલિઝમ થઈ જાય, સોસાયટી સેન્ટર્ડ થઈએ તો સોશિયલિઝમ થઈ જાય, હાર્ટ સેન્ટર્ડ થઈએ તો સૌનું ભલું આપણે ઈચ્છીએ. આપણે કમ્ફર્ટેબલ લાઈફ જીવીએ એમાં કોઈ જ ખોટું નથી, પણ એની સાથે દુનિયાની ભલાઈનો ભાવ હોવો જોઈએ.
Friend, we have to, you know, to your first question, we have to befriend ourselves. Only then can we befriend other people. So it's extremely important that we learn to, you know, take care of ourselves. But we don't want to do it in a self-centered way. Because then it becomes too egotistical. We really want to be heart-centered. And so, you know, I'm just sharing, this is just my understanding. You know, I'm not giving you any textbook answers, but this has been my experience, that you do have to understand. You have to become friends with yourself, and then you can do the work of divinity and supporting other people. So that understanding yourself is critical. And to your second question, social and commercial morality should really be together. They cannot be one after another. So many times we say, well, I'll achieve commercial success and then I'll do social work. We say, okay, I'll consume first and then I'll contribute later. I think that's very faulty thinking. You know, I think if we can do both those things together, if in our hearts, if in our minds, we can start to remember the idea of contribution before even consumption, then I think even business can be very meaningful. You know, ultimately, all work is great. All work has a potential to be divine, but we just have to remove the self-centeredness. And I think if as soon as we start doing that, you start to create very different kind of value in the world.
Good morning from sunny California. This is Dave Dugal. Thank you, Nipun, Nemo, Jayeshbhai. Jayeshbhai, I have a very quick question for you. It was going back to when you were discussing about when you were in England and when you were kind of talking about the material world and the spiritual world. My question for you is a little more personal in the sense that as I came back from India just a couple of weeks ago, and I come back to my wife, my kid, and life, I wanted to know, was there a time as you were making your journey in the early phases from London back to India, where you maybe had like a daily ritual to keep yourself grounded, or something you would read, or something personal, some action item on a day-to-day basis as you started that journey back? I'm just curious if an actionable item that you had performed to keep yourself grounded. And thank you again.
Awareness every day, manav sadhana ke safai vidyalay sathe jodayela le daily practices, prayer ni, nana nana seva kamo ni, field ma javani, project sathe connect karvani, itli a process bani gayi thi. It's a way of life. Le every day a jivan bani gayu maru. E pachi England thi aaya, pachi hu completely a kaam ma j padi gyo. E maru sadbhagya chhe hu evu manu. અને મને એવા સરસ લોકો મળ્યા કે હું પડી ગયો તો મને ઉભો કર્યો, એવા સારા મેન્ટોર મળ્યા, એવા સારા મિત્રો મળ્યા, એવું સારું વાતાવરણ મળ્યું, એવું સરસ પરિવાર મળ્યું, મારું ઘર મળ્યું. એટલે માઇન્ડફુલનેસ વધતી ગઈ. માઇન્ડફુલનેસ વધતી જાય એટલે સમજ વધતી જાય. નોબલેસ્ટ પ્લેઝર ઇઝ જોય ઓફ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડિંગ. એ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડિંગ વધે એટલે તમે ક્ષમતા કેળવી શકો, સંયમ કેળવી શકો. સંયમ બહુ જરૂરી મને લાગે છે. અને કેટલું વાપરવું ને કેટલું ન વાપરવું, ક્યાં અટકવું ને ક્યાં અટકવું, આ સંયમ છે. એટલે સંયમ ધીરે ધીરે શીખતા ગયા.
So there, I think the biggest thing is awareness. You know, so the whole purpose of practice is to deepen your awareness. So we visit, you know, when I came back from England and from London, one of the things was, you know, we would sit in circle and we would pray, we would work with kids, we would visit villages. And I felt very blessed because my whole life became integrated into service. So in a way, it wasn't just one practice. It became many practices. And over time, those many practices just started to become a process. That was my life. I had really good people and good mentors. You know, spending time with good people was also a certain practice. So really, the purpose was to increase mindfulness. You know, looking back, I would say that as mindfulness increases, everything starts changing. So the noblest pleasure is the joy of understanding. So we start understanding as we start doing these practices. So, you know, it looks different for different people in different contexts. I think one of the big things you learn is this idea of discernment, you know. Mm. Like you start flowing, and how do you know when to flow and how do you know when to stop? You know, and these are things that you learn through discernment, and discernment comes from mindfulness, and that awareness is a result of your practices. And so, yes, I had some practices, but I think it depends in each case. So I would encourage you to just go out and experiment in your local context. You know, I don't think you can go wrong with these things.
Hi, Jayeshbhai, this is Audrey. My question was about when you meet so many people, some people don't always respond back with the same love that you do. They take advantage of it. And you know that they're taking advantage of your love and your kindness and your compassion, you still respond with love. And so I'm wondering, what is your thought process in that? How do you process their actions and then your response?
દીકરા, આપણે આપણો ભાવ છોડવાનો નહીં. જેવો ભાવ તેવો સ્વભાવ આપણો કોઈ ઉપયોગ કરે તો એ ચેતરનાર જ છેતરાય, આપણે છેતરાતા નથી. એટલે એ એની જાતને છેતરે છે, એ આપણને નથી છેતરતો. આપણને તે તક આપે છે આવી વખતે આપણી ક્ષમતા કેળવવાની, ઇક્વાનિમિટી કેળવવાની. એટલે આપણને ખબર હોય કે આપણને છેતરી રહ્યો છે, આપણો ઉપયોગ કરી રહ્યો છે, પણ આપણે આપણો ભાવ નહીં છોડવાનો. એ એનો એના કર્મ પ્રમાણે એનો સ્વભાવ એ છે, એને કરવા દેવાનો. એની લીટી ભૂસવાની નહીં, એને એવું નહીં ગિલ્ટ ફીલ કરાવવાનું કે તું મને છેતરી રહ્યો છે. તે તો વધારે છેતરે આપણે, પણ આપણે એક સારું સેવાનું કામ કરીને આપણી લાંબી લાઈન કરવાની. એટલે એને સમજ તો પડે જ કે આને સમજ પડે છે ને આ મારી સેવા અને આ મને સહયોગ કરે છે. મદદ પણ નહીં કરવાની, સહયોગ કરવાનો. એટલે વારે ઘડી એક વાર કરશે, બે વાર કરશે, ત્રણ વાર કરશે, પછી એને સમજ પડતી જ હોય છે. મારા જીવનમાં એવા કેટલાય ઉદાહરણો બન્યા છે. એટલે બહુ સરસ પ્રશ્ન પૂછ્યો તું. હું આ પ્રશ્નમાં મારી ઘરવાળી પણ મને દેખાય.
It says to the question, great question, you know, if somebody is taking advantage of your kindness, how do you respond? Never lose your faith. You know, if someone cheats you, they're really cheating themselves. You know, and what they're giving us is they're giving us a practice of equanimity. So don't, you know, we don't want to treat them in a way that even makes them feel guilty. Instead, if we focus on increasing our line of love, our capacity to be unconditionally giving, I think that's a much stronger approach in the longer term. So we have to be, you know, and even as we look at them and we recognize, you know, what they're doing, I think it's also very important to not want to go and help or fix that situation. I think it's very important to support and nurture that relationship. And over time, you know, that person may cheat you once or twice, but if you're continuing to nurture that relationship, they will transform when the time ripens. You know, so I think it's important to not lose that faith and keep going. At the least, we are changing ourselves. That's not the least. That's actually a lot. So thank you for your question.
Hi, this is Gayatri. I don't have any questions, Jayesh Bhai. I just wanted to say namaste to you. Lovely listening to your voice. Much gratitude.
Namaste, beta.
Namaste.
મેં તને જોઈ નથી પણ હું તને બેટા કહીશ, કેમ કે મારા માં બનવું ગમે છે.
I haven't seen you, but I'm going to call you beta as if you are my daughter because I love to be a mother. So thank you for your kind words and we'll stay connected in love.
Wow. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sriram. And thank you, Nemo and Nipun and Jayesh Bhai. It's amazing to hear your voices. My question, a lot of times in service space, we talk about working on our edges, you know, in terms of spirituality or service, or sitting with questions that we have. And I wanted to know, in this time in the journey of your service journey and your spiritual journey, are there any questions that you're sitting with, Jayesh Bhai, or what are the edges that you're currently working on, if any?
Challenges to nothing, but there are many opportunities. Asakti-no bhav, attachment-no bhav, ઘણા કામોમાં સંસ્થામાં રહેતો હોય છે. ક્યારેક થોડુંક એવું ફિયર આવતું હોય છે કે નહીં મારી જરૂર છે અહીંયા. એ અનાસક્ત ભાવે, એકદમ નોન એટેચ ના ભાવે કેવી રીતે કામ થાય એનો સતત પ્રયત્ન કરું છું. ચડું છું ને પાછું પડી જઉં છું, ચડું છું ને પડી જઉં છું. પણ ધીરજ છે મારી પાસે, બરોબર કરતા રહેવાનું. એ જ તો આવવાની જ છે. કીધું એમ ટોર્ચ લાઇટ જેવું છે, જેમ જેમ આગળ જઈશું એમ એ ચીજ તો ઘણી આવવાની છે, પણ સમજનું સત્ય કેળવતા જવાનું છે. નબળાઈઓ અને બહુ છે આપણામાં, બહુ છે મારામાં નબળાઈઓ, વીકનેસીસ ખૂબ છે. હું તમને શું ઉત્તર આપી શકું? ભગવાને કોઈને એડવાઇસ કે પ્રીચ કે ટીચ કરવાનું નથી, પણ આ મારી સમજનું સત્ય હું ખૂબ નમ્રતાપૂર્વક તમારી આગળ વ્યક્ત કરું છું. એટલે તમે બધાએ મને બહુ સરસ મોકો આપ્યો, એ આસક્તિ છૂટે એવું મને બહુ બહુ જ મારું દિલ કહે છે, મારામાંથી કેવી રીતે આસક્તિ છૂટે.
One of the edges that I'm exploring and continuing to explore and face right now is attachment. You know, attachment with the work that I do, with organizations that I'm connected to, with the people that I love. I have this fear, you know, that I feel sometimes I go into a situation and I feel like I'm needed, that without me it wouldn't be sufficient, and that I should be doing this work. And that attachment is a real edge for me. You know, at one level it helps me do this work, but at another level I know that that's not the purest way to work. So I continue to climb, you know, and I'm climbing and then I fall. And as I fall, I climb again. You know, I get up, I stand up every time I fall. So one thing I have going for myself is that I'm patient. You know, I fall so many times, I have so many weaknesses, but I am incredibly patient. You know, edges will be there. They are there, they've been there for me, and they will be, they are there for me now, and I'm sure they'll be there in the future. But I, like I said earlier about the flashlight, you know, I can't see all the way to the end, but I can see that next step, and that's enough for me, and I keep trying to go to that next step and cultivate that understanding. You know, and I make many mistakes. I have so many weaknesses even now. I'm very aware of them, and I'm still learning, you know, but every opportunity I get, I feel like I become a better person, you know. And even this opportunity that all of you have given me, by just sharing, by opening, by connecting in this way with people from all around the world, and just asking these questions, it's not like I have final answers, you know. I'm still growing, but these are things that I know from my own experience and understanding, and I share it with all the humility I have. And through that process, I think through that authentic sharing, I become a better person, and perhaps it starts to flow where it needs to go. So I feel very grateful that while there are all these edges, that I get to cultivate these edges with so many wonderful people like all of you. So thank you.
Thank you, Shri. That was a great question as well. And I think we are going to go ahead and wrap up the call. Jayesh Bhai, just wanted to thank you on behalf of everyone on the call. Just so incredible, all of your sharing. I think, you know, I think about this process of how you constantly return to love and how that's maybe a form of meditation for you, you know, and just like there are concert masters or web masters or Zen masters who demonstrate this mastery in an area of expertise, you can be considered a love master. You know, you're so highly skilled in this, and this idea of loving, this skill of loving and putting it into action, whether it's your awareness or aligning your life toward it, or just even recognizing the importance of loving oneself. And, you know, whether it's the strangers you greet, you know, when you're walking on the streets, or it's the people at home that surround you, or even the fact that whenever someone even parts from leaving you, they still feel that love. And so truly a sign of being a love master in our world really needs really more of them. Her. So thank you.
Jai Jagat. Dunga hug karu. Dunga hug karu se mare. Aam karin jo kar li tu, dunga ne hug kar li tu.
I feel like giving all of you a big hug, especially our wonderful moderator, Mr. Amit Dungarani, who gives great hugs. And so, Amit, I've just given you a virtual hug.
Thank you. And I think on that note, maybe we could end the call with another moment of silence in gratitude for the call and in gratitude for the love we will receive and share today.